they would go to heaven without Christ forever, because they would die without the Lord Jesus Christ. And Lord, help them to understand tonight the only choice they have is to turn from their own sin to the Lord Jesus Christ and to be saved by the power of God. A new life on this earth, Lord, and it comes the moment we call on you and believe in your name. And Lord, tonight I pray you move our Bible study, that you will help us as we get into the Word of God, that you'll use it to apply to our life tonight. This thing of the tongue, Lord, as we wrap it up this evening, and how helpful it can be in our homes, not only in the atmosphere, but lives for our young people tonight. What a battle this is with our own tongues. And Jesus, will you help us tonight, and we lift you up as the one that helps us as our Savior, Lord, but also our sustainer and sanctifier here in this world. Thank you for loving us. God, in the next few moments, Jesus, we pray this in your name. And all God's people said, amen, amen. Thank you for being seated. And it's so good to see you with us this evening and back on Wednesday night. Looking forward to our time together in the Word of God in just a little bit. Also, for the young people after church tonight, we have some refreshments for you downstairs. And we'll dismiss you right after the service to go down and help with that. And I appreciate all those who's helped get that ready for tonight as well. I want to mention several announcements. Don't forget, number one, it's not on your prayer sheet. We just put on your prayer sheet tonight the notes, things that nature. But I want to give these to you. This Saturday is the pumpkin patch drill for Awana. And so if you have not signed up for that, you need to make sure you sign up for that tonight. The sign-up sheet is out there at your welcome center. I see Ms. Jennifer Pittman about that. If you have any questions about that, then next Saturday, please pay attention to this. If you're planning to go to the Judgment Journey in LaGrange, Georgia, we are going to start collecting money on Sunday. We're going to start collecting money on Sunday. And before we try to buy more tickets, we want to make sure we have money. So if you're planning to go, you need to pay by Sunday. And or let us know that you're not going to be doing that, planning to do that. That is this coming Sunday that we need to be taking money. The trip is next Saturday. Then on the 29th, our trunk or treat, we need two things. Number one, to sign up for trunks. And if you'd like to, you can both, husband and wife, can sign up for trunks. Or you can do one together and need candy. We have the drop-off out there at the Welcome Center that you can help us with that a lot with that going on with that. If you got any questions about that, say Jennifer Trammell, and she can give you more information on that. So, and then November 5th, our baptism. Be praying with us about that. A number of people have been saved and need to follow the Lord and believe with baptism. So that is coming up on November the 5th. And so I want to make sure I mention those announcements tonight. And then I want to give you a couple of prayer requests, okay? Some things we need to be praying about. If you're still with me tonight, say amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right, please follow these right here. Number one, those in the California fire, Miss Elaine Fortune told me Sunday, I didn't realize this, but her son-in-law and daughter and them were involved in that. Their neighborhood is one of the ones that was burned down. And his house, listen to this, okay? His house is the only house in that neighborhood that was not destroyed by the fire. And but he can't get back there because they had the whole neighborhood roped off because of the fires. That's the Stewart family. Be praying for them as well, and they're getting ready to move back into their home and their neighborhood and rebuild their home. And then I want to mention these updates to you too. Miss Wileena Cutchin is not doing well. She's really, really sick right now. She's supposed to go back to the doctor tomorrow to see him again about getting some help with her kidneys and things of that nature. And then Brother Warren Gilmore is not doing very good at all. He's very serious condition tonight. He's breathing in increments. And so be praying for him and the family. He's heavily sedated right now, or medicated. So pray for them. And Miss Judy Cooner, continue to remember her, breaking her nose. And then Brother Elso Bevan, would you pray for him tomorrow, okay? He's flying out tomorrow morning, and then he'll fly back on Saturday for the World War memorial they'll be doing. He's the only living World War veteran of that group that was involved in that and the shoot down. And from my understanding, talking to them, it should be televised, or it'll be on Facebook Live, and if it will, I'll connect it to our Facebook page. That'll be and let you know that. And so those who have Facebook, I'll make sure I put that out there. You'll be able to watch it online, but not sure about that. They're going to try to find that out for us and let us know more on that. So I want to mention those several things to be praying about, announcements as well. This time though, we're going to sing again. So if you will, take your hymnal. Let's go to 375 tonight. 375. Let's stand together one more time as they lead us. And I'm so glad to have you with us tonight. Let's sing, and then we'll go to the offering and get right into our Bible study. pray will be for you too as well. It's fitting tonight, I think, that our young people in God's sovereignty, He knew they would be in here tonight. And young people, I want you to think about this. I want you to just real quick tonight. What if every time you talk back to your mama or your daddy, you had to give $5? You'll be broke and then you had to sell your whole bedroom. Amen? And but how many parents would like that? How many parents would like that? Yeah, all right? Now, hey, I want you to think about this for us adults. What if every time we yak back at somebody, our spouse, or sharp with our tongue, what if we had to pay them $10? Amen? And Christmas would be good, right? Christmas would be good. But I want you to think about this tonight. The tongue is a real deal. And I said this statement last week. I'm going to say it again in just a little bit. But I want you to listen to this, okay? Pay attention to what I'm getting ready to say. Your tongue, your words, can be forgiven, but they will never be forgotten. And I'm telling you, that is a big, big deal in life. And why do so many people so messed up in their mind? Because they grew up in a home with a daddy that didn't control his tongue and shape that young man. And we're going to look at that in just a little bit as we get into that. But I want you to do a favor to young people. I want you to stay seated tonight, all right? And I'm going to do my best to get us out in a timely order. And so I want you to be respectful to the setting here in church. We're not in the ball field tonight. Amen?
Amen.
We're not in the ball field tonight. Amen?
Amen?
We're in church, God's house, and God's word with God's people. So let's respect His house, and let's be reverent to that tonight. Let's stand together if you will. James chapter 3. Also, if you're in Awana, don't forget you can go to Miss Jennifer tonight. Get extra points for saying your memory verse again, all right? And James chapter 3, verse number 6 in the Bible says this. And the tongue is a what?
Fire.
A world of iniquity, so is the tongue among our members, that it defileth the whole body and setteth on the fire the course of nature and is set on fire of hell. For every kind of beast and of birds and of serpents and of things in the sea is tamed and hath been tamed of mankind. But the tongue can no man tame. It's an unruly evil full of deadly poison. By the way, just want to throw this out. I'm not going to get there. I'm going to spend a lot of time there just a little bit. But did you know with your tongue, you can actually kill people with your tongue. You can kill them. You can shrill them up on the inside with your tongue, just like that. And you can do it with your own words. And now let's look at verse 9. Therewith bless we God, even the Father, and therewith curse we men, which are made after the similitude or image of God. Out of the same mouth proceedeth blessing and cursing, my brethren. These things ought not to be so. Doth a fountain send forth the same place sweet water and bitter? Can the fig tree, my brethren, produce olive berries? Either a vine, a fig? So can no fountain both yield salt water and fresh. And tonight I want to finish this thing on my troublemaker, our tongue. Let's pray together. Father, will you help us right now, do in our hearts and lives what we can't, Lord. And tonight, Jesus, will you please get down in our hearts tonight, Lord. And Lord, we know tonight we can do a lot of things. We can do a lot of things for you, and we can be very busy in our lives of good deeds, Lord, but it is with our tongues. It is with our tongue, Lord, that we have a huge impact in people's lives, not only in how they live, but how we live tonight. So God, help us tonight. Get us to the point, Jesus, where you can help us in our hearts. Guide us in the next few moments. I pray you help every home tonight, including mine. Jesus, we ask this in your name. And God, all God's people said,
amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you. You can be seated. I talked a couple weeks ago. We talked about in Pigeon Forge how a couple teenagers were goofing off. I think it was three of them in 2013. And they were just out messing around with fire. And little did they know, while they were playing with fire, they started a fire. And you may remember this back in Pigeon Forest, but it ended up burning down like 60 vacation cabins, over $12 million of property. You remember, it burned up a lot of the main strip there in Pigeon Forge and Gatlinburg, where that comes through there. And how did all that start? A little bitty spark that the boys were playing with burnt down that whole area of Pigeon Forge. And you can imagine, you said, Brother Joe, it's just a little bitty flame. Yes, but watch this. In our text, Sunday night. We left Monday morning and went to the Alabama Free Baptist Pastor's Retreat on Lake Gunnersville. How many of you have ever been to Lake Gunnersville before? You've been there before. Now listen to this. I got there to the park and we were getting ready on Monday night and we were going up and we were going to go to the first service at the lodge. While we were going up the first service, so I stopped in the middle of the road coming over on the campground and listen, out of the woods, deer just started walking out of the woods. And I was like, I can't believe I didn't bring my bow. They just started walking out of the woods. And we stopped and listened. It wasn't just those. It was bucks with horns on their head. So one of them still had them on. And they were just walking out of the woods. And the couple that was with us, the pastors in Muscle Shoals, he said, and his wife said, can you believe that? She said, I'm getting out of the car. And Miss Bridget was like, well, what if they attack you? She got out anyway. They got out. Her and Miss Bridget, they walked up. Listen, these deer were setting in the shadows of the campers in the campground. They were laying by the campers like dogs. The girl, Bridget and Miss Elizabeth, they would walk up to these deer and they would stick out their hand and deer would walk toward them with their hand up. And I was sitting there, I was like, these deer are like pet deer. They have been tamed. Do you know tonight that there's people that have lions in cages that are traveling all across America making money in circuses? Why? Because they tame those lions. But look what James says. He says, hey, in verse number 8, he says, but the tongue can no man tame. Now, here's the bad news tonight. I want you to get a hold of this. The Bible says, not a preacher, not a church, the Bible, not a denomination, the Bible, not Brother Joy, the Bible says, listen to this. If you're still with me, say, go ahead. Amen. Bible says, no man can tame his tongue. What does that mean? Here's what it means. I don't care how hard you try, you cannot fix your tongue. You say, Brother Joey, I'll just bite my tongue. You can only restrain it for so long. Before long, you're going to let it fly. And the Bible gives us the truth here. Don't miss this, young people. Because if you miss this, you're going to miss the whole point of the book of James. You're going to miss the whole point of Pastor James writing to religious people. He's talking to these people. They look right. They talk right. They walk right. They went to all the right places. But there was one problem. On the inside, they were not real. And he told those people, he said, hey, you may be religious. You may talk the talk. You may walk the walk. But no man can tame the tongue. And I want to tell you tonight, I don't care how spiritual we are. I don't care how saved we are. I don't care how long we've been in church. We cannot control our tongue. We cannot tame our tongue. We do not have power over our tongue tonight. And James says, hey, no man can tame the tongue. Now why, Brother Joey, would he say such a thing? This is why. If you're still with me, say amen. I want to read a verse and then I want to give you your statement. In Matthew chapter 12, verse 33. Teenager, listen to me. You don't have a problem, young man, talking back to your mommy. You need to listen. Young lady, it doesn't bother you to spat back at your daddy. You need to listen to this. Sir, it doesn't hurt you to cut somebody down. You need to listen to this. Matthew chapter 12, verse number 43. My favorite preacher. Jesus said this in one of his sermons. Listen to what he said. He said, Matthew chapter 12, verse number 43. I'm sorry, I'm in the wrong place. He says, out of the abundance of the heart. I said verse 43, wrong verse. The mouth speaks. So look at it. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Look at your statement tonight, if you will, with me. Matthew chapter 12, verse 34. Jesus said, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Now, what does that mean? I want you to look. Matthew chapter 12, verse 34. The tongue issue is a heart issue. Whatever is in the heart is what comes out of the tongue. So, we're going to join tonight. Why did James tell the people in his church that no man can tame the tongue? This is why. Because the tongue issue is a heart issue. And the only way your tongue can be changed is your heart's got to be changed. Don't miss this. So tonight you say, Brother Joey, I've got a terrible problem with my tongue. It's your heart. And I ain't talking. said, no, my bad. There's no my bad. It's your bad. I can disagree with my dad without being disrespectful. You can disagree with a grade on your test without being disrespectful. And the truth is, the reason bad things are coming out of the mouth is because bad things are in the heart. And I want to tell you tonight, and when you say, Brother Joey, I'm saved on the way to heaven, my friend, I want you to understand that if you've got a problem with your tongue, if you've got a problem with respect, and you've got a problem with your mouth tonight, it is because in your heart, down in your heart tonight, down in the well of your heart tonight, there is a mess down there. There is fungus out there, bacteria down there, amen? There's something wrong in the heart. And James says, no man can tame the heart. Why? Tame the tongue. Because you cannot control your tongue. If you want a new tongue, you get a changed heart. You get a changed heart, you will have a new tongue. Amen. Now, Brother Joey, what does he do next? You ready for this? By the way, I love James's honesty. The next thing he does, you ready? He forces us to make a decision. He forces you to make a decision. See, here's the truth. If I got a problem with my tongue, because there's a problem with my heart. And look what James sarcastically does in verse 9. Let me give you your statement, then we'll read the verses. James draws a line between good and evil. He gives both sides of the tongue and forces us to choose what we will do with our fire. I'm going to tell you tonight, I know young people 3 weeks ago, and I know us adults in here, I want you to think about this just a second. This little fire right here can be used to cook chicken. How many of you like chicken? But I'm going to say this. It can also be used to burn down the barn. And this little fire right here, it can bring blessing to those in your life. But it can also bring death in their life or their problems. It can destroy them. Why? Because you're hurt. And James draws a line and says, hey, you got bad stuff coming out of your mouth. You got good stuff coming out of your mouth. There's something wrong here. You got good water down there, and you got bad water down there. Which one is it? And look what he does in verse number 9. Verse 9, he says this. He says in verse number 9, James says, therefore bless me God, even the Father, and therefore curse we men. Hey, I want to tell you this tonight. You may be sitting in this building, and out of your mouth you say things like, praise God, thank you, Jesus, praise the Lord, thank you, Jesus, for this food, thank you for my family, thank you for the good things. But the same mouth you cuss, the same mouth you say bad things, the same mouth you say things you should not say. Listen tonight, with our tongues we bless God, and with our tongues we curse men. And he says here in verse number 9, that ought not be so. Then look at verse 10, what he says. In verse number 10, he says, out of the same mouth proceeded blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not to be so. And you know what James is doing? He's drawing a conclusion. Verse number 11, he says, a fountain of water doesn't give bitter water and sweet water. You don't get two types of water out of a fountain. Bitter and sweet should not be. Verse 12, he says, a fig tree doesn't bring olive berries. And verse 12b, he says, a fountain does bring forth salt and fresh water. Could you imagine tonight? I want you to think with me. Could you imagine tonight? Now stay with me. If you're still with me, say amen. Imagine if you got a jug at home. Now, I don't know if you like Kool-Aid. I know adults, I don't know if you like Kool-Aid. I like Kool-Aid. You don't have to, okay? My wife don't much, but I do. Could you imagine if you got a jug and you filled it with water, and then you put 2 scoops of sugar in it, okay? You're getting it good and sweet, and then you open the pack, turn it upside down, shake it real good, open it, and you pour that 13-cent pack of Kool-Aid in that water, and then you stir it up real good. You taste it, it's not sweet enough, you put another scoop in it. Amen. Yeah. Just keep getting it sweeter and sweeter. And then you put the top on it. Now listen. You put it in the refrigerator overnight. You go to bed. The next morning you get up and you go over there and you grab that Kool-Aid and you pick up your glass and you pour Kool-Aid in. And then you take a drink. And then you swallow it. And instead of tasting like the sweet Kool-Aid that you made before you went to bed, it tastes like cough syrup. And your mind, if you're a parent, you're going to say, which one of my kids did this? But if you're a kid, you're going to think, what happened to my Kool-Aid? James said, it's bad. On Sunday, you got blessings coming out of your mouth, but on Monday, you got curses coming out of your mouth. He says, hey, it's bad. On Sunday, you praise your parents, but on Tuesday, you fight with them. And James says, this ought not be so. You ought to do something about it. What is he doing? He's trying to get us to realize there's something wrong. And we've gotten into this thing where we say, oh my bad, listen tonight. We cannot tame our tongue. You cannot control your tongue. Why? Because it comes out of our heart. And if we are going to help the tongue, we've got to help the heart. So look at your conclusion tonight. I told you it was going to be done early tonight, but stay with me, okay? Look at your conclusion. How do you surrender the tongue and use it for good and for God and not evil? Excuse me, how do you deal with your tongue? How do you help the tongue tonight? I want to say these three things tonight. Number one, if you're still with me, say amen.
Amen.
Ready? Go to the source. Go to the source. What do you mean, Brother Joey? Jesus' sermon, don't you think it did? He said, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth, you got a problem with your tongue. You may not even face. You may be so rebellious, God, he can talk to you. But if he's talking to you, he will still be listening. You gotta get honest. You gotta get honest before God and say, God, I've got a heart problem. There's something bad out here in the way. My mom don't deserve to be talked to like I talk to her. My boss, he don't deserve for me to talk to him like I've been talking to him. My brother or sister in Christ, she don't deserve to be talked to like I've been talking to him. You gotta get honest. You gotta say, God, there's some nasty stuff down there I don't even know about. Lord, I feel bad about it. I'm convicted about it. I know it ain't right. Lord, you gotta help me. I'm gonna tell you tonight, I promise you this, Christian. If you will go to the source and you'll be honest, how can you believe God help us tonight? Number one, you ready? Go to the source. Number two, pay attention. I'm about to tell you whether or not you really are a Christian. Right, Joey, I'm in church. So what? That doesn't mean you're a Christian. Because I know you're a Christian. They that have the Spirit of God, they are sensitive. Number one, you go to the source. Number two, you be sensitive to the Spirit. What do you mean, Brother Joel? Here's what I mean. A lot of people misunderstand this. The law of God lets us know we did wrong. The law of God lets us know we did wrong. The law of God lets us know we did what?
Wrong.
How do you know it's a sin and a lie? Because the Bible says, thou shalt not. The law of God lets us know we did wrong. Why? It's a schoolmaster to bring us to Christ. In Galatians, Paul said, he said, hey, the law of God is a schoolmaster to show us we need Christ. It brings us to the knee when we say, Jesus Christ, I need you as my Savior. I have sinned against you. I've done nothing wrong. And we come to Christ. Now watch this. When we get saved, Romans chapter 8, verse 2 and 4, Paul said, now you got the law within you. What does that law within you do? It guides us in righteousness. What do you mean, Brother Joey? Here's what I mean. Every time as a Christian, when you get ready to say something you shouldn't say, you're saved. And you're sensitive to the Lord. He's going to be right there by you saying, hold on. You about to say something you can never take back. You about to say something that will burn for, it's going to continue. It's going to be out there. It's going to grow. You are about to say something that's going to affect that person you're talking to. You're about to say something to your mama. She'll never forget. And the Holy Spirit of God will say, he'll bring it to your mind. And if we want help, we got to go to the source. God, my heart is not right. I'm yield to God's grace. Yield to God's grace. What is God's grace? Listen to this tonight. God's grace enables us or empowers us to say no to sin. Understand this tonight. When you get saved, the power of sin has been broken in your life. You see, before I got saved, I had to sin. Why? Because I was a sinner. That's what sinners do. They sin. But when we get saved, God's grace comes into us and it enables us to live righteously, soberly in this present world. And God's grace tonight will enable us to say no to sin. And when we are sensitive to the Holy Spirit and we're listening to the Holy Spirit and He is saying you're doing wrong, all we have to do is say, God, help me to yield to you in my life. And because we're saved, He will tame our will. Not us. You can look in the mirror every morning and say, I'm not going to say bad things. I'm not going to say bad things. I'm not going to say bad things. And you will say bad things. But if you will yield to the God inside of you, you will ask Him every morning to purify your heart. When He speaks to you, you say, God, you have your way in my life. You have your way in my life. I don't have to say this. I can take this thought